I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The battle for a naval base in Karachi, Pakistan is over, and the Pakistani military is back in control there. But questions about the country's ability to protect its military installations are just starting. The deadly attack on the base was reportedly carried out by just 6 Taliban fighters. It was the worst attack on a Pakistani military installation since 2009, Madiha Tahir reports from Karachi.
Explosions and heavy gunfire could be heard throughout the night. Security personnel engaged in heavy firefights with the militants for hours in an attempt to retake the naval base. They fired automatic weapons and rocket launchers, destroying 2 multi-million-dollar airplanes supplied by the U.S. Local television channels showed flames from the burning aircraft. Then the attackers opened fire, killing 12 security personnel. One of the attackers blew himself up, and 3 others were killed. The Pakistani Taliban say that they carried out the attack in retaliation for the killing of Al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden. This is the most significant attack on a Pakistani military facility since 2009, when attackers raided army headquarters in Rawalpindi, a garrison town near Islamabad. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Rehman Malik, placed the blame on the country's allies for failing to help.
If this region is destabilized, the whole world will be affected. Therefore, the capacity building of Pakistan is very important. Despite that, we are not getting that kind of support which we wanted from the friends. But see, the Prime Minister of Pakistan has cut the budget, our development budget, and we have diverted our funds for the capacity building of our police.
The U.S. has largely focused on Pakistan's military, giving it billions of dollars to secure the country's nuclear weapons and to contain Islamists. American officials question whether Pakistan is committed to fighting the war on terror, but Pakistani analyst Musharraf Zaidi says that's the wrong question.
Well, at one level, it's very clear that Pakistan isn't doing enough because it's not winning. At the other, the fact that 30,000 Pakistanis have died demonstrates that Pakistan is engaged in a very brutal and very bloody conflict. And perhaps the last thing that the Pakistani people require is the constant indignity of having to hear that this country isn't doing enough.
Zaidi says, regardless of who's ultimately to blame for today's attack, it does raise serious questions.
It demonstrates one more time that the Pakistani national security infrastructure doesn't have the capability to do what it's supposed to, which is to defend this country. When the men and women in uniform in the country are open to attack in the way that they were attacked, then serious questions need to be raised.
But for Pakistanis like Interior Minister Malik, the raid is a reminder that it is they who are bearing the brunt of a war fueled by the U.S.
Pakistan is suffering, Pakistan is a victim, and inshallah, we have the courage, we have the resolve to fight, and we will keep on fighting till the demise of these terrorists.
Some in Pakistan question whether the country should continue to work with the U.S. Malik says now is not the time for judgment. For The World, I'm Madiha Tahir in Karachi.